My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia location. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, day one of practices today up at Flowery Branch, and we were there.
Yes.
You will get a chance a little bit later on to hear from Clark Phillips, who is battling for one of those starting corner spots. But the news today, guys, has to do with Kirk Cousins because it's something we've been contemplating for a while on this show. And probably months ago, after he signed, one of the things I said was, you think he'll play in the preseason? And Mike was like, that's a great question. I don't know. And you've been throwing it around, and I know we've been talking about it. The irony about what happened today was Raheem Morris, Mike, addressed the media before practice. And when he was asked this question, his answer was, well, we've got a few weeks to determine what we want to do, so we're just not going to go ahead and make that decision.
He kind of paraphrased him. He talked about like there were like benchmarks and like parts of practice, and if he does this, you know, they're going to advance through that stage. But he said, I'm not, and he's smart enough to not box himself in and say definitively yes or no that Kirk Cousins was going to play preseason. But that's how we started practice.
Correct. So the coach says, we'll talk about it down
the
road.
We'll evaluate each few weeks and see what happens.
Kirk Cousins comes to the podium today, and it was great that we got a chance to hear him. By the way, if you're wondering, Dukes of Bell, how does his leg look? His leg looks fine.
Right.
Okay? He's running plays.
Doesn't look like a guy who just had an Achilles injury less than 8 months ago.
Yes. He's out there. He looks fine. But Cousins comes to the podium, and when he was asked about, hey, Kirk, you're going to play in the preseason, listen to what he said.
I want to play, but I think that ask fell on deaf ears. I think, Raheem's model is you're not playing. Like, that's just not – and I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag or anything, but his approach was like, that's just not how we want to do things. I'm sure maybe I could persuade him. Maybe there's a conversation. Who knows how the Dolphins practices go. Maybe he wants to see us in the game. It's just so much that can change. But, I think seeing live bullets and playing is helpful, but I also understand the logic behind not doing it. And you know, everything we do is calculated, and that will be as well.
This was the concern about the Achilles injury. Just when will we see him? You asked the question, will we see him in week one? I said, well, we have to. Whether he's ready or not, he's got to be out there. But this is a little something that you and I chopped up yesterday. I think he'll be in those controlled environments where he's wearing the red jersey, where nobody gets to hit him against the Dolphins or against the Ravens in those scrimmages, which they have to do now with only 3 weeks of preseason. But you're going to see Michael Penix. He was asked later, the coach, about they're going to basically second quarterback duties will be shared between Penix and Heinicke. Okay. I think the fans are going to want to see Penix. And I think, Carl, what I told you yesterday, I think it's going to happen. You're never going to see Cousins out there on TV or at Mercedes-Benz this preseason. It's going to be all Penix and Heinicke.
It is. And I said this to one of our listeners who said, I don't like this. Listen, he's a new toy at Christmas. We want to open it, and we want to play with it.
Right.
Okay? I get that. But I don't need to see Kirk Cousins in the preseason. Guys, he's got 12 years in the National Football League behind him. You want to see him? Go turn on the tape. Go see what he did with Washington. Go see what he did with Minnesota. And I guarantee you what you saw for 8 games last year when he was leading the league in passing and touchdowns with 18 when he got hurt is what we're getting. I understand you have this you know, thing that, hey, well, if he doesn't, you know, we don't see him, we don't really know what he's going to be. Mike, I don't feel that way. I do agree with you, though. how much does this help Penix? Because he needs the reps.
Guys, here's the deal. You know, there is a small, and this was the argument a lot of our listeners said, and whether they wanted, you know, you started this, bring him home, hashtag Justin Fields, bring him home. But whether guys wanted Fields or anybody else out there, even it was, I don't know, if you wanted Baker Mayfield. The argument was, is a guy who's age 36 to be 37 going to be able to function the way you need him to coming off an Achilles injury 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers had his?
Yes.
And so now I get into, look, I think it's not a matter of whatever the presentation, oh, I can't have a quarterback controversy. No. I need to have Michael Penix Jr. ready to play NFL football because I don't know if Cousins can go.
That's
not hype. That's real.
That's the thing. So is this good news? Absolutely it is, because now we know definitively that he has been told, again, not his own doing, because he said, hey, I'd play. But he's been told, which coach didn't tell us today, you're not going to play in the preseason.
And by the way, we also learned something today, something you know about us on our show if you've been listening the last 10 years. Carl knows I can't keep a secret. So Carl can't tell me anything because I will blab it out. It'll just bleh, it'll come out. We also know that this guy, Kirk Cousins, cannot keep a secret. Starting with the introductory press conference, when he talked about talking to the training staff, which cost us a fifth-round pick. And then today, he was probably not supposed to say, oh, by the way, I'm not going to play in the preseason. So, I mean, I love the guy. I love the honesty. All we ever ask and beg for is honesty from our athletes, but oops.
I mean, keep it zipped up there, bud.
I don't know if he was told not to say anything or if this was just an understanding after a conversation that they had where he said, hey, you know, this is probably where we're going to go. And Kurt said, okay, cool.
Right.
And this is the first official day where he's been asked that question, and I think he just came out and said what he said. Right. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to hear what you think about that. Again, I'm getting a lot of, I don't like it, Dukes. I understand.
Right.
But it's not going to be a bad thing for us. What about Kirk? And here's another thing that he talked about today. Talking about, you know, the first day of practice. By the way, he was going with the ones. We said this.
Right.
The rolling out and all the stuff that we saw. And again, take it with a grain of salt. This is not full pads, and guys are not coming after him. But the first full day of camp, or at least on the field, he looked good, and here's what he said about it.
Great to get back out here. Obviously, in my situation, it's just great to be moving around in football cleats again and feeling stronger, being able to compare it to 6 weeks ago. I feel much more athletic and much less, you know, pain. And so it's just exciting to be back in it and expecting to be able to, you know, practice full go here, and, you know, heaven forbid there would be a setback. You know, outside of that, I feel ready to go, and that's exciting because it has been a long journey. So, you know, tomorrow we'll be able to pick up the tempo a little more, and can't wait for that.
They'll pick it up. Mike, you said it. How did Rod describe these blocks that were – it's like building blocks.
Yeah, apparently, and I'm paraphrasing, but there's going to be a group of practices, and there'll be sort of a tier or a segment, and he'll advance through those, and there'll be another segment, and then again, more stuff will be loaded into the offensive playbook, I presume. And then eventually they'll come – before we heard Kirk Cousins, no, I'm not playing. But then the idea was that they will evaluate if he's ready to go, and then we'll see him. But you know Kirk Cousins, guys, he's a competitor. He wants to show – you know, he wants to show out here in Atlanta. You know how much he's embraced the city. He wants to get out there. And, like, he was blindsided by the Michael Penix draft pick. That's water under the bridge. But the guy wants to play. But the coaches will evaluate what they see, you know, in these scrimmages going down to Miami to start. But the fans, the guys, I give credit. A lot of folks said, man, I don't not like the pick, but I don't like the fact he might not be able to start the season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.